Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Have you ever looked into the mirror and saw a strange face and whispered to yourself, "I feel nothing"? It was like you aren't happy or sad, you aren't depressed or excited, and sure, you aren't miserable or satisfied, you just felt nothing. You look at all the people who complain about their emotions and how miserable they are, and you wonder what's wrong with those people. And look at those who describe their emotions as euphoric feelings, and you have no clue how that feels like. You can't relate to any of these groups of people. Your emotions are kind of numb. It's not good to feel nothing at all. Emotions are a form of human's vulnerability, and this vulnerability is what helps you connect on a deeper level with people and yourself. The inability to feel numb means the inability to feel good as well. Emotional numbness is not a blessing. Today we're going to discuss what causes emotional numbness in the first place, and then we can do and what we can do to not to feel something again. Now, I'm saying this, and I'm sorry, I'm going to sound like a psychologist, though I'm not one, though I have an interest in all of those. But bear with me, I had to do some research to get here. So, now what causes emotional numbness? That's the first question. Of course, we can say that all people feel nothing because of one reason. Usually, a lot of reasons and variables lead us to the end result of emotional numbness. However, there are reasons which are very common, in my case particularly two, and we're going to talk about these reasons in a second. And while every case is different, those next scenarios apply to many people. But before we talk about these two reasons, I'd like to quickly answer some really important questions that you may have. Now, this is where the psychology part comes in. Now, is it borderline personality disorder or other psychological disorders? Now, that itself, it's a very tricky question because, again, I'm not a psychologist, but I'm going to try and answer it, but although answering it incorrectly can kill any chance that you have to feel anything again, but just hear me out. For instance, feelings of emptiness is one of the symptoms and signs of both borderline disorder and bipolar disorder as well. And usually, many other symptoms of these disorders can match a wide range of situations. So, those feelings of emptiness and "I feel nothing" emotions, along with other symptoms that you're experiencing at that moment, can be enough to diagnose yourself with such a mental disorder, right? Wrong. Here's the thing. You should never diagnose yourself by yourself based on a symptom that you find online. Those two disorders, among other disorders as well, have a wide range of symptoms, and it's pretty easy for those average individuals to find some of the symptoms in their lives. However, symptoms are not everything, and diagnosis doesn't work that way. Real diagnosis must be made by experts who are able to read between the lines and connect the dots objectively, which I can't. And when you say to yourself that you feel nothing because you have a mental disorder, it doesn't feel good. First, you might feel helpless and you don't know how to treat it. Second, you might feel like there's something wrong and you're crazy or something. That said, look at how emotional numbness can happen. You can say, "I feel nothing because it hurts to feel something." It's like going through a traumatic experience, and as a result, your mind shuts off everything. And it may sound like a good strategy to handle the bad emotions, but you can't selectively numb emotions. When you numb the bad, you also numb the good. This can happen in your early childhood after an intense experience. Your brain felt too much pain. It saw that the best way to prevent this from happening again was to shut down and make you feel nothing. Or it can happen after an intense experience in your life. Let's say a breakup, a loss of a loved one, big failure, rejection, or a very stressful period in your life. Depression, let's say. So many people say that emotional sensitivity can be the reason that you feel nothing at all. It's like going from an extreme to another extreme after getting hurt, from being sensitive to feeling nothing at all because being sensitive had hurt you. It's like treating everybody nicely and getting hurt or rejected, so you start treating everybody in a bad way so that you don't get hurt or rejected. Well, no one wants to get hurt again. No one wants to be in pain again. It's better to be a cold bastard than a person who gets hurt every now and then, right? At least that's how your mind sees it. Of course, that's not true, but it works somehow in keeping you away from getting hurt and also from feeling good. Like this guy Jim Rohn says, the walls that keep away disappointment also keep away happiness. And so your mind gets conditioned. You know, when you feel a certain emotion for a long period of time, it can become your norm. For instance, depression and anxiety can become the norm to someone. This person feels depressed most of the time. It's like getting adapted to this level of chaos that becomes your norm. It may sound like a brilliant idea to get used to pain and to hurt to a point of not being faced by them anymore. But in reality, it is still the same sad story. It's even worse because you settle and decide to stay in chaos and give up. But this strategy can't work on its own. There's no switch down of feelings on and off. You have to proactively step in and numb your own emotions by yourself. We do that using different means, anything from distraction to actual addictions. The more extreme the means, the number it will leave us. I would like to expand on this point, and let's talk about one of the dangerous means that you can use to numb emotions, and that's addiction. When you screw up your dopamine system. This may surprise you, but may surprise many of you, but it is something that we need to seriously talk about and think about. When I say the word addiction, I'm not just talking about drugs or alcohol. I'm talking about anything that can mess your dopamine system. I'm talking about anything that we can use in an attempt to numb our emotions and feelings. Like, let's say, I want to talk about arousal addiction specifically. Arousal addiction is a little bit different from normal addiction, and the difference is that it screws us up even more. You know, let me explain. When you release insane amounts of dopamine, you will surely feel good for a while. After that, no other activity will produce the same amount of dopamine, and therefore you'll feel dull and empty. Now, you can say that can get addicted to things like watching porn, gaming, and also the internet to a point that of doing them excessively. I know I'm guilty of most of those. Think of someone who watches porn 3 hours a day, plays video games 5 hours each day, and spends the rest of the day browsing Facebook, Reddit, YouTube, anything else. Yeah, basically talking about what most of us do. That's arousal addiction at its best. And many other things, doesn't have to be what I've just mentioned. Now, while that can be an extreme example, still the concept is the same. These behaviors overstimulate dopamine, and that can lead to messed up emotions. And this is the whole point. When dopamine is overstimulated, your dopamine receptors will get desensitized because there's no such pressure on them. That is, they'll get shut down because this dopamine is more than what they can handle. Therefore, they will not respond unless to activities that produce insanely huge amounts of dopamine. Everything else will become boring and emotionless. Now, what if it was extremely easy to overstimulate dopamine? Wouldn't it be a disaster? Unfortunately, it's easy. We are living in what I like to call a dopamine-oriented society. Not only porn and gaming, the limitless scroll down the social media sites and video sites, the constant engagement with messaging apps and distracting notifications, online or offline. Shopping, yeah, ladies, I know I talk to you. In brief, technology. Through technology, we can have unlimited easy access to materials which can overstimulate or abuse our healthy dopamine production. We can access these materials and get those dopamine surges we distract ourselves and numb our emotions. And seriously, we usually binge on these things when we are sad or disappointed. But sadly, the medium is addictive. We can come back again to get those dopamine surges. We get them easily. We get to numb the heavy feelings. We go deep, as novelty is never a problem in today's world. Now, in the end, we will reach a point where we are numb and sad, and we will attempt to numb the sadness by going deeper. We will succeed, but then there will be more sadness, and we will again try to numb it and bury it, and the cycle is repeated. It never stops. Not only choosing to numb emotions is a very bad decision, but we also have devilish methods to numb them and to shut them down. So when you hear numbing emotions, don't assume it's only about swallowing pills or junking your arms. It can be very subtle and it can go under your radar. So how do you start feeling again? You don't want to spend the rest of your life like a robot. It's better to feel pain than to feel nothing at all. It's better to help. The pain will help you grow somehow. The pain is proof that you're human. You're still a human and you can feel emotions. Figure out you're afraid. It might be unpleasant to admit, but it's important to give it a name. In brief, drop this defense mechanism of not wanting to get hurt. Vulnerability is about risking being hurt, rejected, or risking failing. It might not feel good, but essential if you want to be true to yourself and to connect with yourself and with the world around you authentically. And please, give your dopamine system a break and let it recover. Learn more about arousal addiction. Stop these addictive behaviors that can numb you. Indulging in these behaviors excessively will hurt you as much as drugs can hurt a junkie. Maybe not right away, but eventually the damage will be done. Now, the damage is already done. If you're listening to this podcast and some parts of it resonate with you, I've said it twice and I'll say it again and again. The walls that are keeping you away from disappointment also keep you away from happiness. Well, Jim Rohn actually said this, but here we go.